This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Okay, kids. Now's your chance to win. Win a 4-pack of tickets to the fan night at Cleveland State Basketball on Thursday, January 15th at 7 p.m. at the Wohlstein Center. And, ladies and gentlemen, it is hosted by none other than Ken Carman and Anthony Lima.
Wow.
Well, I mean, not only are we talking about a 4-pack of tickets, it's Ken and Anthony as well. Get tickets at csuvikings.com/tickets. That is www.csuvikings.com/tickets. But you need to do this. Here's the word. I'm going to give you the code word. Ready? Stand by. Pride. P-R-I-D-E. Pride. P-R-I-D-E. Got to do that by the end of the hour at 92.3thefan.com to get registered to win your chance for a 4-pack of tickets. The Fan Night at Cleveland State Basketball, Thursday, January 15th at 7, hosted by Ken Carman and Anthony Lima. I wonder if Daryl...
Why not as much enthusiasm for Lima as Carman?
Hosted by Ken Carman and Anthony Lima! Better?
It's better.
Equal time?
Daryl Ryder is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl is our Browns and everything else beat reporter. Hello, D.
Hello, boys.
Daryl?
So, Daryl, riddle me this one, my friend. Since we last spoke, another opening, Mike McDaniel out in Miami. First of all, John Harbaugh, Miami, yay or nay? Second of all, Mike McDaniel, Cleveland, yay or nay?
Well, I mean, they're certainly going to throw their hat in the ring, and I'm sure that Harbaugh's availability was a factor in the Dolphins' ownership making that decision. And, you know, throws another roadblock in front of the Browns, who do have interest in Harbaugh. And we'll see if they're able to secure an interview with him next week. Harbaugh's not doing anything this week, according to multiple reports. I think it's most important, though, that the Browns, at the bare minimum, speak with John Harbaugh, even if you don't end up hiring him, so that you can get the detailed breakdown and intel on what he would do to kind of fix this mess here, because he spent 18 years slapping you around the football field.
Daryl Ryder? I'm a patient. I think you've known this about me for a while. I'm a patient man, aren't I?
You're a patient, all right.
I'm a patient man. So here's what I need to know, Daryl. Who's the next coach of the Browns? Tell me now.
Right now, based on the candidate list that is there, I am going to see that they ultimately settle on Bengals offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher.
Who worked with Andrew Berry in Indianapolis. Does that mean anything?
Yes, that's why I'm picking Dan Pitcher to be the next head coach of the Browns when the dust settles in a couple of weeks.
That'll go over really well with the fan base.
Oh, I think the fans will be
should
really
sell a lot of PSLs in the dome.
Yeah.
Then again, maybe he becomes the next Sean McVay.
Although, is that after every major coach turns him down?
Well, here's the thing. And I said this with Dan and Jeff yesterday. I think Andrew Berry already told us the coach that he was going to hire during his press conference on Monday. They're looking for another Kevin Stefanski, a coach that nobody else wants to talk to, a coach that nobody's interested in hiring, but they're smarter than the rest of the NFL, and so that's the guy they're going to hire. And, well, Kevin worked for a couple of years, won Coach of the Year twice, made the playoffs twice, won 11 games twice. So I really do believe that they're not going to go an obvious route. I think that they're going to look for an offensive head coach, even though they're going to talk defensive guys. Schwartz is interviewing today, so is Tommy Rees. I don't think either one of those are going to end up with the job. But I think that they'll go with a young, offensive, unproven coordinator dude. And then...
to save money?
To give him a strong offensive coordinator or whatever. Hopefully you can keep Jim Schwartz, who is under contract for 2026. And, you know, you move forward that way. But... I mean, this is typically how the Cleveland Browns operate. They are the smartest people in the NFL. They do the least amount of winning in the NFL.
But they're smart about it.
Yes, they are, and they will tell you so. So I think ultimately that's the road that they're going to end up traveling. Because I don't think Harbaugh is going to come here as much as I want him to come here. And I think he would flip this thing on its head the way it needs to be done. And could get this team to winning. I think he's going to end up in New York or Miami or Buffalo or Green Bay because I don't think the firings are done. And that's I think, a driving force behind why he's not rushing to do a bunch of interviews right now because he wants to see what is open and then, you know, maybe pick three or four of those teams to go interview with. And so he's not wasting his time doing 7, 8 interviews because everybody that has head coaching opening wants him, right? And I'm sure he's and his people are already ruling out some teams that he just has absolutely no interest in talking to. And because of his experience, his resume, he doesn't need to go do all those interviews. So I think he's going to sit back, see what the results ultimately end up being this weekend. Now we got Miami in the ring. And see if anything opens up, on Monday or Tuesday. And then probably he'll start doing some interviews on Wednesday.
Daryl, unless he tells a team, I'm not interested, that team's holding out, and they're not going to hire a coach. So he could slow this process down incredibly, couldn't he?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Kind of like that. Riddle me this, friend.
He's the first domino that has to fall.
Yeah, I agree.
From the Browns, I'm going to speak now specifically from the Browns' perspective, but this also applies league-wide. He's the first domino to fall. Now, taking the Browns out of the equation, Stefanski then becomes the second domino to fall. And, of course, Kevin is speaking with the Raiders today. He's already talked to the Giants. He's got an interview with the Tennessee Titans. I anticipate he's going to talk to the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe he ends up talking to the Miami Dolphins, too. But he will become the next domino to fall. And then once Harbaugh and Stefanski come off the board, then I think you'll see a tremendous amount of movement with other coaching openings around the league. Going back to your point about this is going to take a couple of weeks to get done because, well, here's the other part of this, too. Some coordinators on current playoff teams, I anticipate that you're going to get requests for them. Jonathan Jones from CBS mentioned how teams are kind of respecting wild card weekend here and not inundating teams with interview requests for their coordinators. I expect that to change next week, which means your coaching candidate list should grow from there as well.
Daryl, when Andrew Berry had his press conference, he spoke in terms of we and a tough decision we had and everything else. which certainly gave the impression he was in on the decision to move on from Kevin. How involved do you think he was in that?
No, I think he was intimately involved. They made the decision. I have been telling you, I am of the belief this decision was made in early December to keep Andrew and to fire Kevin. Everybody played nice until, you know, they made the announcement Monday morning at 9 a.m., right at 9 a.m. The NFL insiders got the heads up at about 8:59 and 30 seconds. So, yeah, I think he was intimately involved in the decision. And he said as much, that it was a difficult thing for him to do because he considers Kevin Stefanski still to be family, even though he had to fire him. And he is obviously at the center of this next head coaching search.
Gerald, I'm trying to get a read on what exactly they want. And, you know, you talk about bringing in other guys that are just like Kevin Stefanski. I don't know that fans want that. I don't know that I want a veteran head coach. I want someone who's done this before.
I want John Harbaugh. That's where my list ends. He's the only guy I'm interested in.
You are ready, though, to pick somebody else, right?
Blank check, blank contract. You dictate the terms. You have been using this franchise as a whipping boy for 18 years. You know everything that is wrong here, and you probably know everything that needs to be done to fix it. So we're going to you can have whatever title you want. If you want to come in and fire everybody, go right ahead. It is yours to fix, okay? Now, John may not want to be doing a lot of fixing, right? He may not want to come in and fire everybody and things like that. He may want to work with existing personnel and not take on anything more than being a head coach. He also may want an established quarterback and not either an up-and-comer or a hole to fill, which is part of the reason I think if Buffalo comes open, he'll jump at that opportunity because they've got Josh Allen up there. Miami, there's questions. They're not going to. It doesn't look like they're going to bring back Tua next season. So he is the guy that I am convinced that can come in here and produce immediate results and produce consistent results. And I can say that because I've watched what he's done in Baltimore for 18 years. They missed the playoffs three or four times in that span, okay? They went to four conference championships. They won the division six times, okay? The Browns have more double-digit loss seasons over that span. They probably have two to three times more double-digit loss seasons than John Harbaugh does division titles. Like, you know, he's been scouting the Browns for years and years and years to beat them. And so he knows what the current state of affairs is. He knows how to win. He knows how to build an organizational culture. Now, we may not agree with the culture and how he goes about doing it, and certainly the folks toward the end of the tenure there down in Baltimore didn't agree with the culture that was, you know, down there. But guess what? The bottom line is they played a meaningful football game in Week 18 once again while the Cleveland Browns were celebrating a player getting the sack record, and fans were lamenting the fact that the team won because it cost them draft position. So you tell me which position you would have rather been in this past weekend.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's our Browns beat reporter. Is it odd that Jim Schwartz hasn't popped up in job searches for any of these other gigs, at least as of yet? Well, haven't seen his name.
Yeah, I mean, and he too, you know, I won't say odd. I will say that I feel like he deserves consideration. You know, certainly teams like the Raiders and the Cardinals, especially a team like the Cardinals, should give him consideration. The Falcons should look at him. I think he's done tremendous work here. And so I am a little surprised that his name hasn't popped up yet for head coaching jobs. Now, the other part of this, too, is, and we see this with the Browns, you see this with other teams, not every head coach interview is a head coach interview, if you know what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you're being interviewed to be the head coach, but they're really looking at you to possibly be a coordinator. And right. Since he is under contract here in Cleveland, teams can't do that. Like, it has to be they really want to hire you to be their head coach because he's under contract here as defensive coordinator for at least one more season, right? And then obviously, you know, the Browns would have to, the new coach would have to let him out of the contract if the new coach doesn't want him to be the coordinator. Because that's the other part of this, too, that's complex for Jim. If they hire like this Ad and Dirty from Seattle, I don't anticipate Jim Schwartz is going to stay around. Why would he, right? if they hire someone that is a defensive coordinator to come in and replace Kevin Stefanski, I think then Schwartz says, hey, yeah, give me my walking papers.
Let me go.
So that I can go. Yeah, let me go, you know, somewhere else and do something else. But
PowerPoint presentation will end up in San Francisco.
Yeah, well, but, you know, so kind of keep that in mind. I think that because he can't, you know, be doing the two-for-one interview, right?
Yeah.
You're interviewing for the head coaching job, but we're going to keep you in the back pocket for our coordinator job just in case. I kind of feel like that's what the Todd Monken interview is. It is a legitimate head coach interview, but going to keep it in the back pocket that maybe we pair Todd Monken with Dan Pitcher, right? I'm just throwing that out there as a scenario. Or we pair him
John
with
Harbaugh.
Or Tommy Rees, right? So those are things that, you know, fans have to kind of keep in mind as they get outraged over the lack of big names on the Browns coaching candidate list.
Daryl, thank you, bud.
See you, D.
You bet, guys.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, we get the Cincinnati perspective on a guy the Browns are going to be talking to. And that is Dan Pitcher, spelled just like baseball pitcher. P-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
James Rapine's going to join us.
Good.
Our former coworker.
Look at him coming out of the
James,
retirement.
One of the nice young guys who used to actually, like, ask us questions about things.
Yeah, does that make them, what does that make them?
Friend of the show.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, he actually was
There's
looking,
no money involved.
He was looking to pick our brains about stuff, and then, as I tell anybody who asks that stuff and ask us about the business, I'll give you my thoughts, and then you sit back and you think, can I use those? Are they hogwash? Just nod your head and say thanks and move along and think, thank you, that works. Or, boy, what a bunch of nonsense. I'm ignoring all of that.
That's probably true. Yeah. The latter. Probably more.
Well, that's valid. That's what I always did with advice. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy Baskin's my buddy. Dan Menigan is running the ship today, as he always does. And Mackenzie Flume takes your phone calls, 216-474-0092. So now Mike McDaniel is out in Miami. He's in the pool of guys you might be able to hire. 8 jobs available. Again, I don't think the Browns are at the top of the John Harbaugh wish list unless it's his lifelong ambition to coach the Cleveland Browns, which it might be. If the Browns don't hire Harbaugh, is anybody else going to feel like just a complete, oh, well, okay, you didn't get Harbaugh?
I kind of think it is. I'm okay with Schwartz. Schwartz doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. He might be the one guy who passed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Suffice that situation.
I keep seeing, like, I keep looking at odds. Should I be looking at odds or should I be looking at stories?
Both.
I for some reason, I find myself wanting to look at odds to see who's the next guy. Who?
Well, you're a big gambler guy, Andy.
There you go. Gruden kind of does something for me. I know you're trying to get me to laugh.
Boy, his name is just not popping up.
I know it's not.
Gruden may be too distanced from things. I don't know. If they hired John Gruden, I would think, let's go, baby. Let's see what it becomes.
I don't know why, but Chris Shula doesn't bother me. But then that also means if you're going to Chris Shula, you're probably
losing Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, you're losing Schwartz. Kingsbury and Kubiak's name are always right there.
Terry said, when Terry Pluto was with us, he said the exact right thing. I think I agree completely. He said, you can't worry about retaining a coordinator. You can't.
No,
you don't. You don't even worry about it. If a new coach doesn't want Jim Schwartz, well, then you picked the new coach. You didn't pick Jim Schwartz.
No,
the new coach doesn't want Tommy Rees. Tommy goes and becomes the boy wonder somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see them go to an offensive side of the ball. But someone's going to have to put all the pieces together on this thing, right? The defense needs to be maybe a little tweaks here and there, but there's no name that's really going to make me like go, oh, wow. I keep saying to myself, is there a name that will sell tickets? Harbaugh would sell tickets, right?
Harbaugh would. Gruden would.
Is there anybody else still coaching that may be available after this weekend?
Dan Pitcher would sell tickets.
To where? His family?
If he comes out and wins 6 straight games. Regardless of who the coach is, Andy, if they win, they're selling tickets. That's not an issue. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim.
Jimbo, happy New Year, even though I'm not allowed to say that after the third.
Hey, well, that's okay. Listen, this job right now screams for a veteran head coach, a guy who's been a head coach. I think if they bring anybody in that's kind of like unproven coordinator guy or whatever, it's a mistake. You might as well burn next season down because you got Andrew Berry already kind of on the hot seat. You need a veteran stabilizing presence in that building because you see how Jimmy relies on people. You need a guy that, let's say Andrew Berry doesn't come through next year and they do fire him. Jimmy's going to need help to hire the next GM. And you got to hope that you get some success out of a veteran head coach, which I think you would. I don't want the power dynamic with Andrew Berry bringing in somebody who's unproven, doesn't have the credentials to you know, I need somebody who's going to be able to push back on him. And I don't think you're going to get that with a coordinator guy. And as far as it goes with, like, people talk about this being a bad job, I don't know. You want to go out to the Raiders and that circus and have Tom Brady looking over your shoulder?
I would not. No.
Circus in the past.
No.
Nashville's been a circus in the past. The Giants, like, everybody's like, oh, the Giants is a great job. Okay, it's a great job, except, I don't know, Mara's like 800 years old. You saw the interview with him when he did the video when they were talking about Barkley. He didn't look all that. They've been a mess for the last 10 years. And
he's quite sick,
job,
too, from what I read.
Well, and if you take that job, you have to believe Jackson Dart's really a franchise quarterback, which after an injury-filled year, I'm not ready to say that. So there's just a lot of factors that play in. Everybody's like, well, they got a nice young quarterback. Nice young quarterback doesn't mean he's a franchise quarterback. If this guy flames out in 3 years, that's going to reflect on you as the head coach. So you better believe in him.
Yeah, but Jim, let me throw this scenario at you. And I saw this from somebody out of New York. Okay, you want to hire a head coach, John Harbaugh, in New York. And John says, you know what, I like Jackson Dart, but I don't want him to be my guy. Go get me Mac Jones instead. Okay, we'll go get Mac Jones and we'll trade Jackson Dart. I mean, they could
100%.
Do that. 100%. They could do
100%.
That.
100%. I mean, what do you guys think? I just think this team needs a veteran head coach with lots of experience.
Totally agree with you.
I don't disagree either.
100%. They need somebody that's done this before.
And Jim, I trust a track record more than I trust a prospective.
How about this name, guys? Jason Garrett.
I said that 2 days ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Is Jason Garrett Kevin Stefanski?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. For instance, Terry wasn't crazy about Mike McCarthy. We know Dan can't stand the ground that Mike McCarthy walks on. If Mike McCarthy were to be hired by the Browns, at the very least, you knew, okay, well, this guy has coached and been successful in the past. Let's see what he can do in this situation. He would bring some stability to this thing. And then can he get the job done? It wouldn't be a question of, gosh, do you think he can become a head coach? Which, Andy, would be the question with any coordinator you hire. You don't know. You know, Chris Shula, could he be a head coach? Maybe. Everybody thought his dad could. His dad wasn't really very good as a head coach in Cincinnati. So at the least with a guy like McCarthy, well, yeah, he can be a head coach. He's got a Super Bowl ring to prove it. He's got some winning records to prove it. You might not like him, but you know he can do the job. Jeff is in North Carolina. Jeff, you're calling on a regular basis, and we thank you for that.
Hey, Jeff.
Mr. Baskin, Coach Phelps, thanks again for taking the call. Great show.
Yes, sir.
I got a fun for you, Kurt Cignetti. Now, they hear me out.
Second guy to say it today. Yep. Keep going.
Yeah, Kurt Cignetti loves him some Kurt Cignetti. Kurt, what do you do? He coached at IUP, won a D2 title, I think, went to Elon at FCS and James Madison Group 5. Now he's conquering Power 4 ball at Indiana. He's checked every box at the high school level. And I, you know, just fun thinking that coach might, you know, want to take the worst job out there is to show everybody how good he is.
Here's the only crazy thing I'll say to you. Is there an NFL team that's going to give him $11.6 million a year? Because that's what he's making at Indiana right now.
I kind of prepared for that question.
Cool.
Nice.
I go back to, you know, Chopra. Jimmy Happ not been afraid to spend money.
That's true.
You know, if you remember, Deshaun Watson was going to go to Atlanta and then Miami, and just out of nowhere, he makes this obscene contract. So if Jimmy
Watson... Because we didn't have a quarterback. Our other quarterback was on social media saying, get me out of here, Jay! Get me off this crazy thing!
That's fair. But, everyone wants Harbaugh. I think he would be a no-brainer. The consolation prize question, though, I think if you were to pull off a Cignetti, man, I think that would be outstanding.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. Jeff in North Carolina.
We haven't heard one Ryan Day yet. That's what that loss will do to you. Top of the world 1 minute, bottom of the world 30 seconds later.
I think Ryan Day might be a better pro coach than a college coach.
There are parts of me that 100% believe you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Q's in Cleveland. Q, welcome.
Hey, how's it going? Andy, Jeff.
Q.
Hey, listen, you know, yesterday, you know, Andy, yeah. Jeff, you know, I thought it was going to be Schwartz, right?
Yeah.
But then I had to really go back and really think, man, I had to go down the Haslam rabbit hole. You know, if you really think about it, Haslam was in the Pittsburgh ownership group.
Yeah.
He learned loyalty with his coaches, right? So he tried to ride it out with Kevin.
Well, with this guy,
he did.
He wasn't loyal to the other guys for very long.
No, ask Chud.
So he tried to ride it out. But what I'm thinking is, I'm like, damn pitcher. I'm back to damn pitcher. And the reason why I'm back to damn pitcher is because, you know, this is how I'm thinking. They thinking, you got a young GM. You know, most football guys are a lot more seasoned. They're going to want to come in and do their own thing. And I don't think that, you know, Andrew Berry is the second youngest GM in the NFL. The other guys with the Jags. These guys are really young guys. And I think from a respect level, if you try to get Harbaugh, Harbaugh's going to want to come in here. You're going to have to fire Andrew Berry in order to get Harbaugh. I think that Jimmy Haslam is happy with his hands-on approach because I think he does a little meddling from time to time. And I think that bringing in Dan Pitcher, you know, I think that he can still do his meddling and still go through this experimental phase where we're going to get the next hot thing or the next hot OC. I think that we need in order to win games, guys, unless we get a football guy in here, somebody that's seasoned, somebody that's a veteran, and somebody that's proven that's been winning games, Mike McCarthy, you know, any of these other guys that have been proven winners, we're not going to win. The tickets are already sold, guys. In order to please the fan base, everybody wants an experienced guy. But I don't think we're going that route because I think that Haslam is trying to, you know, he's still going to be finagling from time to time. You know, guys, we don't need that. We need to win. You know, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants a winning product. But I don't think Haslam is viewing it from that perspective. I think he's going to get one of these offensive coordinators. Remember, we said this. Dan Pitcher's coming in, guys.
All right, Q.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to hear that.
I honestly think the best course of action, and I think Dan and I agree with this, if you find your Sean McVay, if you find your Kyle Shanahan, well, that's what you really want. But do you trust these guys to find that person?
Hmm.
We're going to talk about Dan Pitcher. By the way, it sounds like a guy who had a bad outing for the Guardians. Dan Pitcher.
Ah.
No?
No, I got it.
It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Coming up at 1 o'clock, James Rapine, our former coworker. One of the truly nice young dudes we had working here at the station. He left. He's going to be joining us at 1 o'clock. He works in Cincinnati now. BengalsTalk.com. He's from Cincinnati. So he knows all about Dan Pitcher.
Gee, that's great.
We might soon know all about Dan Pitcher.
Does Dan Pitcher do anything for anybody?
Well, no, Andy.
I mean, I'll get on board if
they hire
him.
Did Sean McVay do anything?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
For anybody, before he got hired by the Rams, other than people named Shanahan. Exactly.
We're Cleveland. We make
exactly.
Headlines. We make headlines.
We're going to get back into this in a little
bit. And we're all really good at talking ourselves into these things, too.
We're taking a football break.
If they hire him, we'll talk ourselves into it.
We're taking a football break.
Are we talking about Netflix and how the internet broke last night? You want to do that?
No.
We can.
No.
I can't believe they didn't drop another thing of Stranger Things.
First of all, I have a sad thing to say.
I was talking about Netflix. But okay.
Well, we don't care about Netflix.
You know what? A lot of people did because last night, I mean, they must.
Well, good.
Because everyone thought they were dropping another episode of Stranger Things.
Netflix, Stranger Things, 216-474-0092.
You're going to regret doing that, Jeff.
Dude.
That was not a good
Buckle
move.
In.
So
Jeff Phelps just had you call in for Stranger Things questions, just so you know that.
Here's a sad thing. Remember last year, the Guardians, who have become the halfway house for Tommy John recovering pitchers.
Like Vecna. Yeah, keep going.
They signed, you know, it was Matt Boyd, you know, who now is doing very well for the Cubs. Mm-hmm. And last year they signed left-hander John Means, who was with the Orioles and had done okay with Baltimore and then had to have Tommy John surgery and needed a gig. And the Guardians signed him, but did not pick up his option for next year. And earlier this week, John Means sent out some social media information, and he said, on the day today when I was supposed to sign a major league contract with a team, unidentified, he was going to sign a major league contract.
Mm-hmm.
He ruptured his Achilles tendon.
The
poor dude was coming back from Tommy John surgery. Pitched last year, you know, worked his way back. He's ready to go. He didn't pitch here last year. They didn't pick him up, but, you know, he's ready to go. Did all of that rehab, worked his way back. Going to sign a contract, but I'm going to have lunch first or work out. Boom, ruptured Achilles. Andy, that's awful,
that
man.
Sucks. That sucks.
That's just an awful.
That's Aaron Boone getting hurt playing baseball. Kind of sucks, right?
Basketball.
Basketball, playing basketball. During baseball.
That's just awful. So, John Means, even though you're in the organization, we don't know you real well because you didn't get to pitch for the Guardians, but that's awful. And nothing but the quickest of recoveries, but he's going to be 2 seasons without playing baseball now, Andy. That stinks.
That does suck.
On the other hand, well, you're going to have a lot of time to make sure your arm is good to go.
No, that's true.
But, you know, you're going to have to shut it down because you can't pitch on a torn Achilles. So we wish him luck. Can I say one other thing?
Oh, you're going to talk about Stranger Things again?
My guy Rhys Hoskins is still out there.
He's kind of a Stranger Things, isn't it? If they could get him.
Saw some headlines. Yankees talking to Rhys Hoskins for $7.5 million a year for 1 year.
We could do that.
Yes.
We could pay for that.
Yes.
But we need a reason.
Couldn't you add a power right-handed stick
what do you
at first base DH? He got hurt in Milwaukee and then was not on the playoff roster. But the word was he was a fabulous guy in the clubhouse, and they loved him, and blah, 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 which fits right in with the Steven Vogt Guardians mentality.
That's true. He could use a veteran like that.
Well, and he can hit. He's not going to hit you 320, but he might hit you 220 with some pop. Might hit 260. I'll put him at the top of the Faber pledge class.
That hasn't been since Delta pledge 2017.
Class, whatever pledge class you want it to be.
260.
Yeah, I know, but look at his power numbers. The guy swings a bat.
Okay. I'm down with it. I'm just looking. I don't have enough home runs here. What are we doing?
Have you been disappointed by the offseason of the Guardians?
What offseason?
They signed.
Big Christmas just got let go again, didn't he? They sent him to Baltimore, and now Baltimore said it only took 2 days to get rid of him.
DFA'd him for somebody else, yeah?
The Guardians have had an offseason. They've just picked up, you know, tall bullpen guys who can throw hard.
You guys aren't pumped for the Italian kid?
There's an Italian kid who they've signed. He's 22 years old.
Yeah. From Italy?
Throws about 97.
Yep.
The only problem was I saw the video of him throwing, and it's like, oh, was there a strike in there? I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Vaughn going on with him, but they could work with that.
There was no batter there either.
They can work with that. Carl Willis will fix it.
Throwing to a catcher with a speed monitor behind him. It's like, hey, look, I just threw 97 in the dirt in the right-handed batter's box.
Hey.
My catcher caught that ball after he sprung to his feet.
Everybody's in the DR. There's a lot of teams who are out there scouting Japan. The KBO is getting more and more popular
Dominican
with people.
Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
3D chess says you go to the next hotbed of Italy. Start scouting.
I don't know if you caught this big news. Did you see that we had a couple guys change numbers?
No, I did not see such things.
George Valera changed his number to 7.
Okay.
CJ Kafis is now number 2.
Yeah.
And Chase DeLauder is
20.
Wait, that's impossible. Something. It says here on the transaction wire for the Guardians, Chase DeLauder changed his number to 14.
I'm glad you checked that out before you read it on the air.
Well, how could that be possible?
Right? That'd be Larry Doby's retired number.
Yeah, how could, unless, I don't know. Maybe it's a request. This is on the official Guardians website. In December 25, Valera changed number to 7. Kafis changed number to 2. Chase DeLauder changed number to 14. Just reading what I'm seeing. Happened on 12/17.
Well, that's a shame.
He's going to be disappointed, isn't he?
Larry Doby's number is retired.
Yeah, how did they do that? Maybe it was a formal request, and then he didn't realize it?
You know what it was?
What?
They said, look, we can't give you 455, so we'll give you 14. No?
This is well played. This is very well played. How can they do that?
Thank you very much.
I'm not crazy. I'm looking right at it. It says, Chase DeLauder, change the number to 14.
I'm trying to be...
I'm telling you how boring the offseason's been for the Guardians.
I'm always optimistic about the baseball season.
Yeah, I know you're optimistic.
Our team puts together quality products. But it's not been an offseason that makes you get all giddy and excited about the season. Because all they've brought in are nondescript bullpen arms.
Yes.
The bat hasn't shown up yet. Your fingers are crossed that George Valera or Chase DeLauder or...
CJ Kafis.
Travis Bazzana become something.
Stuart Fairchild.
That's a really tough way to go into spring training. Hey, we got 5 or 6 guys who might be our starting outfielders.
Stuart Fairchild, fresh from the Polo Grounds.
You know what it means?
I mean, if you have
5 or 6 guys who could be starters for you in the outfield, do you know what that means?
Jeff, you think I'm bad.
It means you don't have any.
You think I'm bad about saying the NBA season doesn't start until Christmas? Baseball doesn't. Really?
Oh, don't say it, Andy.
Spring training, man. Get me to spring training, and then it starts.
Well, do you want us to go back and talk about Shador again, or what?
You know what? I think people are curious about Shador.
Well, I think so too.
More than
Shador.
How about Stuart? Can we get one of those for Stuart Fairchild? He's got a minor league contract. He's going to spring training.
Does that not sound like the name of someone who would like have a gold medal in dressage? Which is that whole sport of having the horse prance and people judge it.
You know what he sounds like? One of the guys from Great Britain who won a gold medal in Chariots of Fire.
There you go. Yep.
There's Stuart Fairchild out in front.
Look at that. Hello, Stuart.
Could they get anybody who could hit the ball over the fence?
Stuart is going to bring
give any kind of excitement.
Reese Hoskins.
I'm in. Stuart, Jeff, I'm in.
Stuart is going to bring chocolates to the ballpark.
But if the Yankees could sign him for 7.5, Andy's right. So could the Guardians.
Yes.
But this offense, this offseason doesn't even feel like they're waiting for everyone to get done and then they're going to hop in the dumpster. It's almost like the dumpster's been picked up, taken to the dump, and then they're going to hop in.
You know what happened? The trash guy came around at 7 a.m. and you didn't get your trash out until about 7:35. You missed it, and it's going to sit on your driveway for a week.
Can you get somebody in here to show some sense of urgency to win some games? Please?
Okay.
With sprinkles?
I got a clarification.
Cream and a cherry on top, please?
I got a clarification on Chase the Lauder. Now Sports Illustrated reported he changed his number to 24, but the official site says 14, so that must just have been a typo. Feel better? Kafis is still changing his number to 2. Valera is still changing his number to 7.
Why should he get 24?
Why should he
retired for Manny Ramirez?
Well, he's getting 24.
Don't tell me twice. Greatest
Chase the Lauder is changing his
number. Best right-handed hitter I've ever seen.
Because it's open. 14 is not open.
I know.
Well, that's why I was first like 14.
He was wearing 35. What was wrong with that?
35 is like a.
It's like a Danny Ferry number.
It's like a tight ends number.
It's like a Calvin Hill number. Calvin Hill was tough.
Yeah, his kid. I don't think his kid really liked Cleveland when his dad was here.
Who cares?
He was a pretty good basketball player.
Yeah, well, I don't care if Grant Hill liked Cleveland or not.
I did.
I like Calvin.
I mean, I'd hear a story about Grant playing basketball in San Martigliano's backyard, and then to hear him say like bad things about Cleveland down the road kind of bummed me out a little, to be honest. Just bummed about that. I don't know. I take it personal when people rip the city of Cleveland. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
Gee, I've not noticed that at all.
It's because I am Cleveland.
That's stunning news, Andy.
Feel good about it.
I am Cleveland. I am Andy Baskin.
No, I root for Clevelanders. That's what I root for.
Does this team need another starting pitcher? Would you go out and bring in another arm?
No.
I don't have a bat.
University of Akron grad Chris Bassett is out there.
My heavens, you need a bat.
Lucas Giolito was here for a while. He liked it. He's still available. Walker Buehler. His arm might still be attached.
I think that elbow's blown out twice now.
Any other reclamation projects they can work on?
Jacob Junis is still available.
You got the job, though.
Michael Kopech.
Now, that one you could talk me into. Uh-huh. But he's also blown his elbow out twice.
I know.
Not that that slows a lot of these
guys. You want to go back to Reese Hoskins? That was more
Paul
fun.
Paul Goldschmidt's available.
I'd do that in a minute. They need a bat.
I know.
How old is he now?
My heavens.
Doesn't matter if he can hit.
37? He might be my age.
I'll bet Goldschmidt's about 38. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, though.
He was so good at Arizona. He was the best player no one was talking about.
If you take a look at our team and look at the free agents,
there's some real clear matches.
I'd go trade for Ketel Marte. I don't understand for the life of me how Ketel Marte isn't in this team's plans.
I can tell you why. They used the number one overall pick in a baseball draft, first time they ever had it, on a second baseman, which still befuddles me, but I hope he becomes a great player.
Do you want the handful of magic beans, or do you want the proven asset?
Well, Dan, you're asking the wrong guy.
Give me the asset. That's what I'm asking them, is do you really want the magic beans instead of the proven asset?
Yes, I think they do.
Hey,
unbelievable.
You don't have to pay the magic beans for 7 years, and you think you might really have something.
You have 30 seconds. You got to do this. I've never seen a line like that. One. I don't know if you have time or not. Let's talk about magic beans.
All right.
You do it? Do it.
All right. Tim, what do you got?
Tim.
Oh, hey, guys. I've been calling. I've been in that hole I've been digging for 6 seasons, remember? The Fansky hire.
How you doing? We've been trying to get you water and food down there. Have you gotten any lately?
I've survived. I'm still alive.
We were worried about you.
I enjoy the show now that I can watch on YouTube.
Oh, Tim, awesome. What's up, man? Nice to see you.
Oh, yeah. And there's one other thing. Jim Schwartz.
Yeah.
He is the great. Great. I love him as a defensive coordinator. As a head coach, you got to remember, he had a guy, Stafford, who is still taking teams to a Super Bowl, and he had a number one top flight receiver, Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to recite the record of their season they had. But people need to remember.
Got on a playoffs once.
All right, Tim.
All right. Good luck in the hole. We're all counting on you if you need rations.
Sounded like a Tim who used to work here.
You think so?
I don't know. No. James Rapine used to work here.
That's true.
He's now in Cincinnati. BengalsTalk.com. Locked on Bengals. You see him on SI all the time. Well, he's gone big time on us. Sorry. But he's going to drop back down and talk to the little people next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.